There is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
That's it, you sons of bitches. You killed off all of the polar bears. Apparently they can't swim. And now because there's no more ice, they all dead. Greta Van Doomsburg tried to warn all of us. Shut the fuck up. Look at you. Head shaped like a goddamn potato. Anyhow. No. None of that happened. Greta Van Doomsburg was wrong. All of these piss-smelling tree-fucking hippies were wrong. Al Gore was wrong. UNICEF was wrong. That chick from that television show of the 80s who tried to save all of the black kids in Africa but ended up just eating cake all day long, that fucking fat chick was wrong. All you're wrong. And the conspiracy theorists right again. InfoWars doesn't fit the mainstream media narrative. Latest Arctic ice data shows 26% larger than 2012. There wasn't supposed to be any fucking ice left in the Arctic by 2012. They used to propagandize my ass in fucking high school. We'd show up to science. They'd be like, welcome to the science class over here. We're going to be watching some of the Al Gore. Oh my God, there's been no polar bears because of you guys driving around in your petrol-based cars committing all of the CO2 emissions. And the entire planet's going to catch fire and blow this up in like 4 years, according to Al Gore. Fuck you. So, wow. Oh no, shit, I'm surprised they were wrong. Oh man, oh my God, oh no. People who are continuously wrong on everything were wrong about this. Oh wait, no. It's a scam and a grift. We've never dumped more money into climate change. And we've never had less climate change. It works the same. It's the same scam. They gotta do something about these homeless people. What do we gotta do about these homeless people? Can we fucking eat? Let's eat them. Shit. Let's eat them. We can solve the homeless issue and the starving issue if we eat the homeless. Like, no. Give these Democrat scumbag kid fuckers over here more money, more power, and that'll definitely fix homelessness. Fast forward a year. Holy shit, there's more homeless than ever. And we're $15 billion in debt. Well, the only way out of this, give us another $20 billion, and we'll definitely fix it this time. That's the same thing with climate change. It's a scam. It's a scam. These suicidal fucking Zoomers and millennials. Oh my God, how can I go on living knowing that the future has in store for me in 100 years is going to be 1 degree hotter? Oh my God, this is going to end it now. 1 degree? You don't understand. AOC, that fathead Greta Van Doomsburg said, the planet's going to be 1 degree hotter in 100 years. The entire thing's going to fucking go to shit. I think the planet will be fucking fine. I think the planet will be fine. They'll be wrong, by the way. It'll be 1 degree cooler, probably. Who knows? Complete opposite. But look at those. Climate realist Tony Heller took to X to highlight climate misinformation, disinformation campaigns waged by the far-left corporate media on the global public. Well, I mean, even though the right's doing it, too, even the righties were like, holy shit, this has nothing to do with temperature. It's a money-making scam. Let's get in on this. I mean, the left and the right, it's all the globalist kidfuckers. The only people who are against this are people who are immune to propaganda and pay taxes. That's it. Like, we're the only ones against this. Heller referenced a 2007 BBC News article titled Arctic Summers, Ice Free by 2030. They're just continually wrong. There'll be no more ice, right? By 2012 for cereals. Okay, 2016 for cereals this time. 2020 for definitely cereals. We're all going to be dead. We're all going to be dead by 2020. Okay. 2026 for cereals this time. They've got a glacier park. You know, this glacier park. Probably a wash. I don't know where the fuck they got. Where the fuck they got glaciers, boys? And they had these plaques. And these plaques, they said, these won't be here by 2020. They had to remove all the fucking plaques. And there was more ice than ever. More ice than ever. Like, oh, shit, fuck. Shit. And none of these people are excited. None of these climate fucking scientists these federal scumbags getting federal tax dollars to fight climate change. None of them are excited that they're wrong. None of them are like, holy shit, this is awesome. More ice than ever? Holy fuck. We did it. Congratulations, everybody. We did it. No, they're pissed. They're like, oh, fuck. There's more ice. Fuck, son of a bitch. Fuck. We're going to lose all of our funding. Quick. Tell about monkeypox. Oh, shit, monkeypox. Ice. Ice causes monkeypox. We're all going to die. Hello, reference to 2007 BBC News article titled Arctic Summer is Ice-Free by 2013, which warned readers of the supposed latest modeling studies indicate northern polar waters could be ice-free in summers within just 5 to 6 years. Nah, you're wrong as fuck. More ice than ever. More 26% larger than 2012. There you go. The BBC article's baseless claim was designed to instill fears across the public and ram through radical degrowth climate agenda across Western world. We're being deindustrialized. We're being turned off. Instead of blowing up our power production facilities, they just go, oh my God, it's ice, ice, ice. Oh my God, it's going to disappear for cereals. Oh no, 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 no. Turn them off. Oh, with rainbows, turn them off because rain. Oh, because we love Mother Gaia so much. Meanwhile, India, China, Russia, all these other countries are like, shit. It's another day. Open up another power plant. Let's go. Burn some more motherfucking coal. They set fucking wood on fire still over there. But, there you go, idiots. There you go, idiots. There you go. 24% more ice. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Wow, that's weird. Wow. Shit, man. What do we do? Maybe we got to eat more hamburgers, boys. The ice is going to get out of control. They did this in the 70s, by the way. The 70s was like, holy shit. Got a new ice age coming. New ice age. Oh, shit. Never mind. The opposite. Global warming through the roof. Again, the solution is always give Democrat and Republican kid fuckers more money. Turn off your stuff. Destroy your quality of life. Give these criminals more money, and they'll fix whatever problem is everly changing in opposite fucking directions because most of the people on our planet are fucking stupid. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching this video. Support your channel. Kept up to date on, wow, look at that. More ice than ever. Hit the subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.